Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, it's second date update time, and we got Dylan on the phone. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not too much, man.
What's going on with Bree?
It's been about 2 weeks, and no response from her after our first date. Nothing. Sucks.
Okay, and you've texted and called or whatever, or what?
Yeah. I called twice, and I texted three times. Okay. No response. You know, it even says that she's read the text.
Oh, yeah, so you know she's gotten them. Okay. Can you go back to the date itself? Maybe tell us what happened on the date?
Yeah. It was normal. I mean, it was a normal date, or maybe even more than normal date. We had some dinner, drinks. First, I thought it was just going to be a kiss goodnight, but then she actually ended up coming back to my place for a little bit.
Wow. Okay.
Could something have happened back at your place that might be the reason she's not getting back to you?
No, not a thing. It was a pretty, straightforward situation, and so I don't know. Well, it was, regular date. I don't understand what's going on here.
And a kiss goodnight at the door, when she left your place, and then she drove back home. You didn't take her back home. She got back home on her own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, PT?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, it was a kiss goodnight. She left, went home. I texted her to make sure she got home okay and all that. Hmm.
All right, well, let's find out what's going on, if Bree wants to see Dylan again or not.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Bree, please?
This is she.
Yeah, hi, Bree. Yes.
Hi.
Hope you're well this morning, and sorry to trouble you, and everything's fine. It's not a sales call or anything. Yeah. I got to tell you this. We are calling you from a radio station, and we're on the radio right now. We're calling from the morning show at 102.9. Oh. Yeah.
And there's two of us, Thunder and PT. Good morning.
And we're just getting to that. And
I know you guys.
Hi.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay, so great.
So this is a second date update.
And I don't know if you're familiar with our show, but at 40 after the hour, we do this thing called second date update. We call to ask people about their first. Yeah, okay. So we're calling you, Bree, about a young man you went out with named Dylan. And this was, how long did Dylan, what did he say? Was it a week ago?
Yeah, a week or two.
2 weeks
ago.
Okay.
He's trying to get back in touch with you. I'd like to see you again.
But you have not responded to his texts.
I'm surprised it took him this long to call you guys. Jeez.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean, if I'm being honest, he's just a little too desperate for me, to be honest. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
Okay, what makes you say that, though?
Well, I mean, we had a nice enough date. It was fine. But it's really what happened after the date that bothers me the most.
Okay. And if you don't mind, he said that you guys had a great date and that, you know, you went over to his place and then left. Everything seemed fine. So what can you tell us more?
Yeah, I mean, it honestly, it was really great. It was really after when I was heading back home, he sent me some text that just completely just ruined everything for me.
Okay. And what did he text you?
Okay, well, actually, you know, I'll read them for you if you want.
Okay.
I mean, the first one was, I had a great time. I hope we can get together again soon.
Okay.
Sounds standard.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, the second one says, I hope you had a good night. Can't wait to see you again.
Okay, so maybe...
And that was right away? Or that was, after a while?
Just one on top of the other?
Yeah, but then there's a third one, and the last one says, guess you didn't have a good time. I hope it isn't anything I did.
Okay, and how long did that one come in? Had you gotten home yet when you got that, or how long between, that second and third one?
It was about 5 minutes before the first to the second.
Okay.
And about 7 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
And have you gotten home yet? You had no chance to respond to any of them yet.
Literally 20 minutes after our date ended. 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it seems a little hot. Okay, so here's the thing. You obviously probably know this, Bree, but, so we actually have Dylan, on hold right now. Maybe it was just a misunderstanding, to be honest.
Let's get his side of the story.
Is that cool?
It would take 1 minute, Bree.
Sure. Okay. Honestly, I don't mind.
Okay.
Well, hang tight. Hang tight. Yeah. Dylan, were you able to hear Bree? We got a hold of her.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, what's with the overeager texts?
Well, first of all, hi, Bree. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. What do you guys want to know?
Do you feel like you were sending, like, a lot of text messages and kind of hitting her a little, you know?
Well, you jumped to the conclusion that she didn't have a good time because she didn't respond after the third text, which came in, like, 10 minutes after she left your door.
Right. I mean, you know, the first text I sent her was just, like, a wrap-up for the date.
Yep, fine. Okay, but then the other two texts.
I mean, you should have just left it there. I mean, I would have responded when I was ready to respond to you.
Yeah, but I saw that, like, you know, you had read it but not responded to the first one, and I thought that was kind of rude. I sent the second text, you know, wishing you a good night, and then again, no response. So, you know, what am I supposed to do?
I just didn't answer, and you should have given me more time.
Dylan, she hadn't even gotten home yet.
I get it, but I don't really like playing these games. So if you had a good time, like, it's okay to just say so. You don't have to wait 3 days to call or something like that. Like, I'm kind of done playing dating games here.
I guess, Dylan, you can understand, though, like, if you get a text and it's like you're busy doing something else, you know, you might read it, you might see it, but it's like sometimes you got to take a little while before you kind of sit down and reply to it.
You were expecting her to be jumping right back on these texts. And then after you got your third one that said, well, you obviously didn't have a good time 10 minutes after you left his place, you probably just were like, dude, chill out.
Yeah, it was too many. I literally was walking in my front door on the third text.
So he did apologize. Do you feel like you could give him another shot, or do you think, I mean, is this just...
I mean, I accept his apology. Yeah. I mean,
I am sorry. Like, I maybe reacted a little too quickly.
Yes or no, Bree? Do you want to see Dylan again?
Quick, because he's going to send you another text message to find out.
No, I'm not really interested.
All right.
Well,
okay.
I'm sorry I came out a little strong with all the text.
Yeah, and a little passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, listen. as we sometimes say, it can get a little awkward. Dylan, kind of calm down, chill out a little bit, act like you've been in the end zone before, as we always say, PT.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.